From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More Russian airstrikes in Syria. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the Middle East will be destroyed unless Russia succeeds in a new campaign of airstrikes against rebels opposed to his regime. In an interview with Iranian state TV broadcast on Sunday, President Assad praised his military alliances with Russia and Iran. He said, "Iran and Russia also are victims of terrorism, and if they unite with Syria on military and intelligence matters, he thinks the coalition's chances of success are high." The comments came as Russia intensified airstrikes against the insurgents. Moscow announced Sunday it carried out 20 missions in the previous 24 hours, targeting Islamic State training camps. The United States accuses Russia targeting Western-backed opponents of Assad rather than IS fighters that a U.S.-led coalition has been bombing for more than a year. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is promising a full and transparent investigation of the U.S. airstrike at a hospital in northern Afghanistan. At least 22 people were killed in that attack on Saturday. The bombing triggered a firestorm of criticism from aid groups, among them the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, which operated a medical facility in Kunduz. Defense Secretary Carter says he's ordered U.S. forces to provide any medical aid needed in the area. Meanwhile, Doctors Without Borders demanded an independent international probe of the bombing. Afghan authorities say, according to their sources, that 10 to 15 Taliban fighters were hiding in the hospital and on its grounds. This is VOA News.